nowadays, if you wanted to get your clothes cleaned, you could send them to a...
the laundry.
Did people used to say laundry, or would they say washing and ironing?
Washing and ironing, that's all they used to do. Some people later years started using that word. Laundry, doing laundry. How about begin to do some laundry from most of my way back on? It was nothing but washing and ironing.
You know, on some houses you have boards on the outside that lap over each other, like this, you know? You call that?
Planks.
Or when you fit, you know, one right on top of the other like that, you call that?
Well, what you call a lapping, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Lapping boards?
Do you hear of weatherboarding?
Weatherboarding, yeah. That's mostly what a house is now, weatherboarding. Yeah, I know what you see, what you mean now. Weatherboarding, that's the outside of your house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's weatherboarding.
What's the lapping board you mentioned?
Well, sometimes you get them lap boards and you put them on you. That's almost like weatherboarding. They're no different. And only one of them you lap over the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Weatherboarding is different. It's just different than what you mean about the weatherboarding and the lap. The lap board, you just lap this and over this one.
Mm-hmm.
But the weatherboarding, it comes deep, straight.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a board, you lap it. You put a board here, you put one over that. Mm-hmm. That's what you call that water hitting going on down. Just about like a weatherboard, only it's just say laps. Lap board, that's a lot of people got them lap board houses. Used to have them old time houses.
Oh.
A lot of people got a weatherboard.
Weatherboard's just straight, one on top of the other?
That's right. And it's a more of a fancy wake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more tailor-made wake than a lap.
Mm-hmm.
A lap board, you know, you can take a board and map it. Well, it puckers off right there. That's what you call a lap, and it puckers off down there. With that weatherboard, it gets straight in there where the water. It's more tailor-made job, you may see.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like the ceiling on this house there. That's good ceiling, straight ceiling. But now, that if them boards were lapped over once, you could see where everyone would be lapped going down.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't leak, but they'd be lapped.
Mm-hmm.
But a weatherboard is different from that.
Run off it, does it
work? Yeah, it runs off.
So it's still one's a little bit on top of the other.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, the other board is and then lapping is two different boards, all right.
This isn't weatherboarding, is it?
No, that's ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call ceiling. A weatherboard is on the outside, and ceiling is on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call ceiling a room.
Say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
shut it.
Okay. And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and...
Well, put it upside the wall, drive a nail in and hang it inside the wall. Uh-huh.
You drive the nail in with the...
hammer.
And you say, I took the hammer and I whet the nail in.
Drive the nail in the house.
Uh-huh. And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say that nail's got to be...
pull out.
Or it's got to be what? In a little further.
Yeah, in a little further. Dig it out and drive it up and drive it on a solider place, what I'd say.
Uh-huh. And so you'd say that nail has to be what? In some other place. That nail has to be...
drive into, I would say, take it out and drive it into... another place where it's more solid, solidate.
Uh-huh.
That would be into a rafter.
Mm-hmm.
A stud in the house, you know, you got studs that goes up. Sometimes you drive a nail and you don't get a weak place there, you got to drive it to a stud go up in the house and then it gets solid. There's something solid to drive on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.